All right, welcome back to segment three of program 10 of The Bigger Picture here on WCGA AM 1100 Wonderful Coastal Georgia. I'm Woody, your host for the remainder of this program. And I'm going to continue my discussion now. If you'll just picture me standing at a guard shack outside Mar-a-Lago, right next to a little causeway that goes into town. And I'm having a man who speaks English well, but still with a very definite accent, and a man that was an immigrant, not a native-born American, telling me that there's no way in HE double hockey sticks that I'm going to even be allowed to leave my letter package that had been put together over several weeks for the president. Oh, couldn't do it. A man who has risked his life for this country for over 20 years, who has served the leaders of our government at the executive and congressional leadership levels, a man who has helped run the airfield for the president of the United States, and yet a foreign hired security guard who would not entertain any of my requests to simply contact the Secret Service for verification that maybe it would be okay if I left it. I turned around and walked away after it was obvious that if I pressed any further, there could be some problems. Folks, that is not what America is about. We have been given the privilege to shape the government that is over us, to shape the government that is over us. Oh, wait a minute. Why did I say over us? Well, it's over us, but it's over us, to serve the people. Politicians are not autocrats or oligarchs. They are servants of the people, performing their roles in accordance with the constitutional definition of what exactly their job is, and in accordance with our rights as citizens to expect certain behaviors and be free of certain constraints. So I call a congressional office, and a young girl that could be my granddaughter says, "You have to tell me what this is all about, or I don't think the congresswoman is going to see your letter." Well, okay, I'm dramatizing that a little bit, but that's the intent of what I registered in my spirit when she simply asked me the inappropriate question, "Well, what's the letter about?" "None of your business." That's why it's in a sealed envelope. "It's none of your business, Olivia. It's none of your business." And if the chief of staff who trained you doesn't understand that, then Congresswoman Kamik's chief of staff needs to be booted out the door. And any other staff member that doesn't understand, it's the people that count. And it is the representatives that respond to the initiatives of the people as they make laws, which are reviewed by the Supreme Court to make sure they're constitutional before they're implemented. And then to go see the President of the United States, who I am supporting and will support, and I use that intensely, present tense. Mr. Trump is the president. We have an imposter, a cockroach up in Washington, D.C., pretend joke Biden, as we see more and more the criminal. You know, how can we miss the fact the man is from Delaware, one of the most crooked states in the country? And you got somebody like Chris Christie from New Jersey trying to run and make people think he's a man of integrity. And then all the snakes in Maryland, and oh, yeah, we're such a mess. We're such a mess. Listen, we need to hold our congresspeople accountable. And there are some, like a man I won't mention right now in a district applicable to me, that he's a glib guy and he says the right things, but the man is not reliable to do what he, or live up to what he says he's going to do, or what he stands for. And I think that's probably true of almost all our politicians. somehow the concept of leadership, integrity, and accountability must be re-inculcated in our national government system and across the board in every other institution in America. You know, whether it's education, because it's really lacking there, whether it's in commerce, it's lacking there, whether it's in the judicial field, oh Lord, is it missing there, or even in the theological realm, because for a long time it's been missing there. And perhaps that's the problem. The people who don't know the Word of God are being led by false shepherds who create in them spirits and attitudes that are nothing like those of our forefathers who heard the true and living Word. And we don't care. Religion is just something that we, the Christian faith specifically, it's just something I think we give lip service to. And so the condition of America, the willful dissolution of America by the Democrats under the influence of the feminist witches of America is underway, and they're doing that to destroy the essential masculinity by which a country perseveres and prospers. And specifically, the white man is the engine of that prosperity in the past has been now targeted for destruction, that America can follow him into oblivion. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. I hope you'll come back. See ya.